ultimately, we're all dead men. Sadly, we cannot choose how, but we can decide how we meet that end. In order that we are remembered as men.
Episode 84.75, or 83.75, no matter which way you want to look at it. This will be my third time attempting to record episode 84. The last couple times that I had it, it was pretty good episode, so I think I'm... Excuse me if I'm moving a little bit quick in today's episode. I'm just trying to get through something I've done twice already. Anyway, I had a great episode before, talking about how I was whining about Gen Con, my house flooded and all that shit. So let's just forget that and get on to what's going on now. Let's see. I've been painting. I've been painting. I now have a Facebook page, Sean Hammer, on Facebook. I mean, you can like my page. I'm not going to say what I'm working on, but I'll take random likes from my Sean Hammer page and give out freebies. I like giving out freebies. Maybe because... gift certificates or so. Let's see. I got a birthday coming up this weekend. Be the big 4-1. I also, the new Avenger movie's coming out. Looking forward to that. We got some Malifaux just in time for my birthday. Looking at probably getting the new Molly box. Nah, I really like it. It's pretty cool. It comes with some Krulligans, Molly, of course, a new necrotic machine. Philip and the nurse in the pram. That's pretty cool. But I'm really looking forward to the new necrotic. Oh my god, I probably screwed that up. But anyway, the oh my god. Anyway, the big beast. Excuse me. It comes with Molly. Well, it doesn't come in the box, but it comes separate. Also looking at probably picking up Karai box. And speaking of Karai, next episode we will be going over her. But let's go ahead and go through this again for you, the first time for me, many times. We'll be talking about what I, my ongoing 50-point, I think it's 50-point, Victoria crew, and going over Blood Angels. So, first of all, let's see, next episode, Karai, and what do you think about using alternate models of Malifaux? I'll get on a little bit more onto that next episode and go over my thoughts and everything. And we'll go ahead and see from there and we'll have a discussion about it. Alright, my crew consists of course, both Victorias, the one of Ashes and the one of Blood. No duh. Three Ronin, one Student Conflict, one Vanessa, and my one figure, I think it's working out well for me. It's pretty cool, pretty beefy. I'm running Lazarus. I haven't really decided too much on what upgrades I'm going to be taking back and forth. Of course, the Synchronized Slaying, Sisters and Spears, Sisters of Fury, Mark of Whatever, and Howlingwolf Tattoo. They're all pretty great upgrades. And some of them are auto intakes, which I think the Synchronized Slaying and Sister of Spirit is. But a few things that I probably will not drop when I'm playing my Victoria crew is I really like the Student Conflict. Told him for 4 soul stones, not a very bad stat line for a totem. It's got armor 1, it's insignificant because it's a totem. Training blade with a pretty good damage of 2-3-4 damage. She's got tactical action 2 that's assist. Target model within 3 inches receives fast, so that's really a good reason to have student conflict with a Victoria crew, because nothing says I love you more than the Victorias running around the battlefield fast, cutting up your shit before you can handle it. And she's got Sisters in Spirit. When a target friendly sister model within target a friendly sister model within 6 inches, place the target into base contact with his model. giving your Victorios a little bit of a movement trick and shenanigans with it. And it's basically the same thing as the upgrade sister spirit. So if you really want to cut down, you want to have the actual model and not run the upgrade, you got that going out. The Ronin, pretty self-explanatory. Stays with the crew, and more or less the box came at 3, I'm running 3. I bought a painted crew, and I liked the way it looked, and I painted my Vanessa and my Lazarus to match. Ronin's pretty solid. Pretty solid minion here. You know, it's only got, you know, what is it? 6 wounds, but does have hard to kill. It's got disguise, so it can't be the target of charge action. So that takes out a little bit of, a little bit of extra damage that your opponent can do. It's got stand ground, which is pretty cool. You do not need to discard a card when taking defensive stance action with your Ronin. So, as your objective grabbers, they kind of they got a little bit of power there with the stand ground, and also with the hard kill. And you can't charge them. Now, were there weapons? They got the Datio, which is their sword. It's 2-3-5 damage, pretty good on the severe, and it ignores armor, so that's pretty sweet. You gotta do something when you play these characters. Remember that it ignores armor, because I can never remember, you know, how many times I've played this game with this crew and forget that, oh, they ignore armor, because I don't read all of my stuff when I'm all excited and think I have a plan in my head, then I go all retarded. Sorry, didn't use the word retarded, but I go all, like, dumb. They have a mask, which they have built in. They got next target trigger. After damaging, push the model up to 4 inches any direction. Pretty sweet, giving you a little bit more board control with your movement. And with a crow, they got twist of blade. Damage flips, gain a plus flip. And that's pretty sweet, too, because the more damage you can do, the better. I mean, I know this game isn't focused and derived around killing models, but sometimes the best way to stop your opponents from taking objectives is to take their opponent's figures off the board. They got a pistol. Not too bad. Range of 10, 2, 3, 4 damage. Always try and remember you got this too. It may not show it on the model, but they got a shooting attack if you're not within range of charging anything. Or if you want to stay on that objective and they're running around the outskirts of it, you can shoot them. Shoot the mothers. Tactical actions, they have a 2 attack on tactical action, flurry, which, you know, they'll discard a card if it does make 3 in 1 attacks with AP cost 1 against a single target. So that's pretty sweet right then and there. And for 0 action, they have seppuku. Sacrifices model to add 2 soul stones to the crew's cash or draw 2 cards. This game's all about soul stones and cards. So if you're running low on either and you need them to get that next something more important going out there, you can always commit suicide with a Ronin and either grab 2 cards or gain 2 soul stones back. And that's pretty cool, because I don't really play with a large cash to start the game. I like to play with a number of models more so, then I go from there. So right now you got these models, 2 models I've already gone through that mitigate, like, say, upgrades and or soul stones. You got the student conflicts, which can add fast, and you can do the sisters and spirit, and Ronins, which can add cards to your hand or actually soul stones. So it's pretty sweet. I mean, that's not the only reason to take them. I only do it if I have to, but the options there, and the options are all good. Next we have Vanessa. I like running with the sisters, because all the sisters got the sister in spirit. They got the sister thing. Let's see. Like Vanessa, she's got Leso. Anyway, I'm just babbling right here. Where is it? Reduce the damage, hard to kill. Oh, the Ronin don't have sisters, of course, but now let's go to Victoria Ashes and Blood first. These are your masters and or master henchmen, depending on how you consider it. I believe Victoria Ashes is a master and Victoria Blood is the henchman. You got bloodlines. While when in line of sight of this model, other friendly sister models gain the following ability: melee expert. the models gain extra AP, which may only be used to make M1 melee actions. That's pretty cool, and that's another reason to stay with sister models best you can. You've got the Fates Chosen's models control has three or few cards on hand. It gains plus flip to all on willpower and defense duels. Pretty cool. Fates Entwined, that's it. Whenever this model makes a healing flip, all other friendly sister models in play may heal the flipped amount. So that's pretty cool. She's going to heal, or she gets healed by, like, say, Vanessa, who can heal. All your sisters are going to heal. That includes Vanessa, Victoria Blood, Victoria Ashes, and the Sister of Conflict, and anyone else you give the sister upgrade. You know, you can make them with sister if you want. I was going to try and run Hannah a lot, because she came with a box, but I really went with Lazarus, and we'll go over that in a few here. Let's see, for her damage on her weapon, it's a range 2. It's a sword with a built-in mask. It does 3, 4, 6 damage, pretty good. And then double mask, she does Whirlwind. After damaging, take this attack action against every model in range except the target. These actions may not declare triggers. It's pretty damaging. She's got Clockwork Pistol, 2, 3, 5 damage, pretty good for a pistol. She's got some tactical actions to add to her and all sister models, but then gaining plus 1 defenses and plus the attack flips. So she's pretty eccentric to buffing your crew and herself while she's in there slicing and dicing your face. Next up, we have the little Victoria Blood, which a lot of people, they call this the Victoria Slingshot. They take her and send her up to her sister's spirit, give her fast, and charge her in there. Of course, she's got the Fates Entwined. She's got the Uninvited. This model can't be taken as a cruise leader. Fates Pariah model controller has 4 more cards in his hand. Get a plus 1 to all willpower and defense tools. So as long as you're above 4 or under 4, you're getting some benefits one way or another. Some benefit one way or another based on your hand size. She's got Into the Fray. The first time this model kills a model during its activation, it may heal 2-3 damage. And it's pretty cool, because don't forget, when this model makes a healing flip, all other friendly sisters in play heal the flipped amount. And she's going to be killing crap. Make sure she does it first, heal, and go about your day. She's got the same thing with I can't pronounce it, her blades. Hers are paired, though. And same damage and same trigger. She got her tactical actions, which work pretty much around the same. She got the Falling Star. Let's see. Last in the turn, while this model is within 2 inches of at least one other friendly sister model, all sisters gain a plus within 2, gain plus 2 MI. Plus 1 MI. She got the Lonely Path. This model gains following condition at end of turn. While it's not within 6 inches of friendly sister, gains a plus to all of its damage flips. And she's got Flooded Dragons. Target enemy model. All friendly sister models within 2 inches in line of sight of the target immediately take MI action against the target, which receives plus the damage flip. Then push all sister models within 2 inches line of sight up to 6 inches in any direction. So it allows you to get in, hit with your other sisters, run away. Unfortunately, the Ronins aren't sisters. That would be cool if they all were, and I think that this would probably be a very, maybe broken crew if that did. Next up, we got Vanessa. I wasn't too sure of her in 1.5, the look of her and everything, and I wasn't really sold on the Victorias, but once the new box set came out, I kind of liked the new Victoria models, the Ronin. The Ronin looked pretty good. So I went with it, and I got a whole bunch of other crazy ideas, which I'll talk about next time. I wasn't really too fond of her, but I just got no money on eBay, and I decided to buy stuff, and she was one of the things I bought, and that went into Lazarus. She is a sister. She's got 8 wounds. She's got the Fates Entwined. Now, she's got Harness the Ley Line. If she's on the center line, she gains plus 2 with a tome to her CA, which is pretty cool because that takes her CA up to like 9. She's got Intuition. At the beginning of this model's activation, may look at the top 3 cards of its Fate deck, then return them in any order. is pretty crucial. That can actually play out how you're going to do your turn. So you got some good cards, you got Black Joker in there. You want to waste a Black Joker on a flip, you do something stupid with another model that doesn't do, that doesn't need anything, so you make sure you're getting it in order you want to get it. And like I said, this whole game is about card manipulation and cards in hand, so it's pretty cool. She's got the Ancestral Blade, same damage, well, she got 2, 4, 6 damage. No triggers, but she does have a Arcane Staff. Cast with 7 with a Tome, range 12, target suffers 2, 4, 4 damage. She's already got the Tome built in, so her first trigger, this attack deals 2, 4 blasts, 4 blasts instead. Now, if you throw another Tome in, after succeeding, you can draw a card. Pretty cool. She's got her tactical action, the state, Laystone Unleashed, cast of a 7, target number 13, double Tomes. His motto heals 2, 3, 4 damage. And target number is 2 Tomes, and it's got automatic built-in trigger when you cast it, surge, after succeeding, draw a card. Now, I saved her last attack action. It's my favorite because it leads us into Lazarus. She's got a Command Construct, CA7, target number 14 with a Tome, which is 7, comes with the Tome. Target non-leader construct immediately performs a one action chosen by and controlled by the model's controller. Action may not declare triggers. Now, this is pretty cool because if you're playing someone who's, like, construct heavy, and don't forget there's a lot of things that you wouldn't think are constructs, but really do have the construct keyword, basically. It's not just robots. So you can affect your opponent's stuff back and forth if they bring it into whatchamacallit, the necessity rises. But I'm taking matters in my own hand. I'm bringing Lazarus. Sure, he's 10 soul stones, 4 defense, 6 willpower, 10 wounds, 4 walk, not really good, 6 charge, height 3. Now, this guy may not be hired by a crew's leader, belongs to guild faction. I think Hate the Maker would be a lot better if they got plus against guild or some guild. But he's got armor plus 2. So, armor does give him a little staying power. He's got the bayonet. Well, one action. 2, 3, 4 damage. It comes with a ram. If you add another one in there, you can unload ordnance. This attack deals 2, 3, 4 instead of the damage. The 3 and the 4 are blast and double blast. One attack action grenade launcher. This is what I like and why I bring Vanessa. Because you get another attack, you get another attack. That's great. And, you know, even if you wanted to, don't forget that you can go ahead and add, give this guy fast with a student conflict. So if he's within range, you can sit there, pump out twice. Third fear fast. Vanessa does her 0 action, boom, 4 attacks with a grenade launcher with 3 blast, 6 double blast. Pretty sweet. It's got 0 action, assimilate, casting 8, target number 14. Select a 1 action, a target construct, or one of its upgrades that does not list the model by name. This model immediately takes the selected action, but not declare triggers. So a little bit, not like synergy, but a little bit of play back and forth, even with Vanessa, where she can control your constructs, and this guy Lazarus can take their abilities, if so desired. Next up, we got Auto Fire. It's just this guard as you're shooting Flurry, which is pretty damn scary, because model may discard a card and make 3 shooting attacks with AP 1, so therefore you give him fast. You're doing, with Vanessa, you can do a total of 5 grenade launcher shots with this guy. And if they're all severe, I mean, you're talking 30 double blast wounds sitting out there. It's so beautiful. And he's got self-repair, 0 action. This model heals 1, 2, 3 damage. So, that's my goal. I mean, that's not my goal, but that's my crew for the Victorias. I'm not sure about how. I'm still new with them, playing back and forth. I win some, I lose some. I think I lose a little bit more than I win. So, I don't know really what upgrades to take or what. If anyone's got any ideas or anything, you can shoot me email. I'm okay with that. It would be perfectly fine. You can reach me on Twitter. My handle name is Sean Hammer. Like my Facebook page. And that's it for the Victorious right now. Next, we'll go over a quick my thoughts of the Codex Astartes. Astartes, or whatever. However, the Blood Angels. We'll go over them and my views on them, what they got, what they are, and how they were. And tell you what I've been painting. I've been working on them, and we'll call it quits. We'll go from there. Alright, we'll take this short little break, and talk to you in a bit.
Rip.
Alrighty, let's go ahead and do this. Blood Angels. Oh, why the Blood Angels, you say? Well, for one, let's just talk about how good-looking their models are. Really freaking good-looking. That's all I gotta say. The Death Company, look beautiful. The Dreadnoughts, look okay for Dreadnoughts. They're not Stern Guard, but you can make those anything. Any Stern Guard. Sanguinary Guard. They look awesome. The models themselves, good. And we got the Bell Predator. All in all, solid troop choice army. Some good, some bad. Characters are pretty sweet in it. So, let's go through it. I mean, I'm going to give you the stats of all the freaking Space Marines because they just kill me and, like, dig out my eyes. Everyone knows a Space Marine. All that's needed is four toughness, 3 armor save, unless you're Terminator or whatever. But they're Space Marines. They got Thou Shalt Not Know Fear, and about everyone in this book has Fierce Charge. That's the Blood Angel thing. They took away the uniqueness where you had a roll at the beginning of the game and all that crap. We got the Captain. Standard Space Marine Captain. Of course, you have your Warlord trait. All that be crap, bull crap. It comes with the Iron Halo. Blahzy, blahzy. Librarian, which is pretty cool because he's got his own psychic powers. Plus, he can go ahead and use Biomancy, Demonology, Divination, and Pyromancy. So that's pretty cool. You boost him up to Mastery Level 2 if you want. And, yeah, he's a librarian. Do have one. I got the one from Space Hulk I'm using, because why buy one if you have one? That's what I say. Next up, we have Captain Tycho. We have the good Honorable Tycho, and I went batshit crazy Tycho. Tycho the Lost. Special rules, you can't play one while the other's on the board. That's pretty much self-explanatory. Let's see. Warlord trait for the good Tycho. Red Rampage. Iron Halo. Hatred Orcs. Independent character. Artificer Armor. Bad Tycho. Well, I say bad, I mean Death Company Tycho. He's got Red Rampage. Is his Warlord trait. Same as before. He's got Fearless. Feel No Pain. Furious Charge. Rage and Relentless. And he's got Fall. Okay. So he's pretty cool. He's just a Tycho if you want to throw out with leading your Death Company, which I never would do that because I just run Astareth Grimm because he's cool. Next up, we have a Dreadnought Librarian. When you have to have that extra Dreadnought and you want it to be a Librarian, here you go. Yeah, not much I can say except he can be in Mastery Level 2 and he's a Librarian Dreadnought. Next up, we got Mephiston. I want to like this guy. I think they really toned him down in this edition compared to last. I didn't really scope that. But the problem is he's running like an old 1980s sculpt. And just like with old Nagash, you want to play him because he's badass. But he looks kind of dated and he should be in some type of 80s heavy metal band. But he can be a Mastery Level 3. He's got the Transfixing Glaze. I think that there's better choices for your HQ. Next up, we have Sanguinar. This guy took a hit. 200 points. He's not all that. He's one of the best-looking models in the freaking game, though. So if you want to use the Sanguinar as your captain, I recommend it. You want to use him just as a priest or something, I recommend it as a blood chalice. But as for the Sanguinar himself, he's not bad. He does have Internal Warrior. He's got 3 wounds. Artificer Armor, Death Mask, Iron Halo, Junk Pack. He's got the Heroic Bearing Warlord trait. And he rerolls failed to hit wounds on charges. But problem is, the only thing he's really got going for him is all other friendly models with the Blood Angel faction that are within 6 inches of him at plus to their attacks. It's pretty devastating if you want to throw him out there fighting with some Sanguinary Guard or, you know, some Death Company, and you just got to have those extra attacks. Other than that, he's a damn good-looking model. He's going to be the first model I try and paint with non-metallic metallics. We'll see how that works. But other than that, if you like them, run them. I'm not one to tell you not to play your stuff. But I think it was better last edition. The last codex was freaking brilliant codex. I think this one, they missed the mark on a couple things. Made some things a little bit better, but they just, all in out, they took away. I mean, this was a freaking white dwarf codex for a while. Then they got a cool codex, and that cool codex was taken away. And Bad Blood Angels. Next up, we have Astaroth, Redeemer of the Lost. I like this guy. He painted up beautifully. I'm not going to lie to you. Check my Facebook page out. You'll see how he turned out. He's brilliant. Pretty good weapon skill. Artificer Armor, Jump Pack, Rosary, Soul Warden, Warlord trait. We'll go over that. Furious Charge, Independent Character, Zealot. Lethargies of Blood. In a turn which Astaroth charges in combat, all Death Company Marines in his unit reroll failed wounds in a fight at the sub-phase. Pretty cool. Like I said, if you want better option than Tycho, and I think cheaper too. Let me scroll back. Nope, he's more. But he's pretty sexy as far as Blood Angels go, and he comes with a relic. It's a +1 strength axe, AP2 killing melee, killing strike, two-handed, unwieldy. And when this weapon with a special roll rolls to 6 to wound, the target is wounded automatically regardless of toughness, and the wound has the instant death special roll. So he's, you're going to die, and he's going to bring it. Next up, we have the Sanguinary Priest. Wow. Last codex, you could take 1 to 3 as one HQ choice. Now you can only have 1. I don't know, I haven't played him yet, see how important he is to the army. I did buy the new model. He looks cool. I'm painting him up. I like the whole white armor with the whole Blood Angel mix. You can only take items from the melee weapons, ranged weapons, specialist war gear, and the relics of Baal. Furious Charge. 60 points. I guess you can't go wrong, but he is HQ slot. Next up, we have Brother Corbulo. They kind of nerfed his Far-Seeing Eye. Other than that, he is a... He's a little bit better than the Sanguinary Priest. Double the cost with a reroll and the Red Grail. Oh, we have Tech Marine. I hate Tech Marines. Skipping that. We have a Chaplains. If you can run the Chaplain, I would say run Astaroth. Tactical Squad. Oh, I think I skipped a freaking character in here somewhere. Holy shit. Where are you at? He's probably midsection with a troop. I bet she is with the troops. And they've so screwed up these codexes. It just makes you want to strangle somebody. Next up, we have Tactical Squads. 70 points, 5. Pretty cool. They do have Furious Charge. Combat Squads. No fear. Greatest thing about these guys, if your squad numbers less than 10 monos, one Space Marine may take an item from the Special Weapons or Heavy Weapon. If the squad numbers 10 models, one Space Marine can take one from the Special Weapon, and the other one can take one from Heavy Weapon. And the big thing on this, that everyone's going batshit crazy and say, whining in some cases, other times, you can have Heavy Flamers on your Tac Marines. So that's pretty cool. Well, it gives your army a little bit of a flavor, but to what extent is it greater now? I don't know, but I haven't really given this army a try. I am painting them. I'm going to paint them before I play them. So go over there. If you think I'm just full of crap, let me know. Scout squads? Don't like them. Going up next, just your scouts. Next up, we have command squads. Better choices for an elite choice. I mean, problem with this book, everything's elite-oriented. Like, even your Death Company squad. Now they're elite choices instead of troops. So they're eating up your elites. These guys did get better. They're 20 points per model, and jump packs are only 3 points apiece. These guys are fearless, feel no pain, furious charge, rage, and relentless. I like them. I'm running a unit of 5 with jump packs. I'm going to run Astaroth and put them inside of a Storm Raven. Yeah. Next up, we have Lamartes. 130 for... He took a little bit of a hit. He's not that great of a killer now. I just stay away from it. They got a lot of expensive stuff in this book where don't get bogged down in a couple of special characters, that, especially if you don't have, I guess he's got. He's independent character, Furious Charge, Relentless Zealot. He's okay. If you like the model and you want to run him, I'm not going to stop you. One of the reasons I picked up the Blood Angels, we have the Sanguinary Guard. These guys are running in at solid straight 4 on everything, except for wounds, attacks, and leadership, and save is 2+. They have Artifice Armor, Angelus Bolt Guns, Incarmine Swords, Frag Grenades, Crack Grenades, Jump Packs, Phalus, Special, Furious Charge. You can throw a death mask on them, and I think they're just beautiful looking unit. Simple as that. And what a nice little unit to top off. Nice little crown jewel for your Blood Angel, all the red. And they're pretty cool. Carmine Sword, we'll go over a couple of the special weapons in a bit. We have Dreadnoughts. Which are Dreadnoughts? We have Death Company Dreadnoughts. Rage. They ignore effects of crew shaken, but still lose a hull point. The Blood Talon's not as great as it was. I don't know how I feel about this. I probably run him as a my Death Company Dreadnought as a Furioso Dreadnought for same points with 2 Blood Talons. It's going to lose 1 attack, but it does gain a front armor 13. That could be the deal breaker. We have Terminator Squad and Terminator Assault Squad. Nothing. No fancy bells or whistles or anything extra or special units that stand out above and beyond like the Dark Angels, but they are what they are. We've got the Vanguard Veteran Squad. These are basically veterans with jump packs, and you got your Stern Guard Veteran Squad, which these guys have the special ammunition, and I like that, and that's why I'm running, and it gives me choice. Oh, I'll get to it. Another reason why I play. And one of the reasons I like play Dark Angels. I used to play Epic, and my Epic Army was Blood Angels. Sorry. Blood Angels. And printing as little, I don't know what millimeter they were, but they were tiny as crap models. It was pretty cool to distinguish the different units by their helmet colors. And Blood Angels definitely have that. They got the red for regular combat troops, and black shoulder pads for sergeants. Blue for Devastator Squads, yellow for their fast attack, and gold for their veterans. And I just like that unit specification. It looks pretty cool, and puts a little bit flavor to your army. Next up we have the Rhino and the Razorback. They are a Rhino and a Razorback, but a little bit better because they have the overcharged engines making these things fast. Drop pods, land speeders, I'd say don't. Really worry about it unless you gotta have a painted land speeder. You got your assault squads, which unfortunately are fast attacks again, where they were troop choices last time. I'm at a full 10. I mean, I think they're solid, 17 points a model. You upgrade everything, they look good. Simple as that. I'm trying to make up my mind, though, with this next unit, bike squads. I don't know if I'm gonna run any. You can have the attack bikes in the squad as well. Somebody let me know who's did extensive playing with bikes. And I'm not talking like bikes like White Scars or Raven Guard. Regular Space Marine bikes. Let me know if they're worth it for me, and because they're quite pricey, the models to buy. But I do kinda wanna have a unit, the yellow helmets on the bikes. That could be cool. So let me know. You got your attack bike squads, of course your bike squads can have an attack bike. You got your Scouts bikes, which I think I'm not really fond of Scouts, man. If I want to play Scouts, I play the Imperial Guard Scion Army or whatever they're called. I mean, simple as that. They're basically Space Marine Scouts. Same armor save and same function. We have a Storm Raven gunship running in at 200 points, coming in with Twin Linked Heavy Bolter, Twin Linked Assault Cannon, 4 Storm Strike missiles, ceramic plating. Assault vehicle, power the machine spirit. Everyone knows what Storm Raven gunship does, and I think I liked it being able to be a troop transport for certain troops in the book. I'm upset to see that's a heavy. We have your Devastator Squad, which is just your basic Devastator Squad, and I want to paint blue helmets, so I bought a unit. We have the Battle Predator. This is kind of like the only tank I'm running. Outside of, I guess, the flying tank, the Storm Raven. This thing's pretty cool. It comes with twin length assault cannons. You can put heavy bolters or heavy flamers on it. Plus, you can replace the assault cannon with a flamestorm cannon. It's pretty cool. It does have the overcharge engine, so it's going to be a fast vehicle. And it keeps with the flavor of the Blood Angels. I'm not trying to say I'm fluffy or nothing, but I like it. Next up, we have Predator. Predators are Predators, but unfortunately, for some reason, they don't have the overcharged engine like everything else in the Blood Angel Codex. Same as the Vindicator, which that's probably good because I don't think the Vindicator should be a fast vehicle. I'm just going to throw that out there. You got Whirlwind. It is a Whirlwind. We have Land Raider, which is a Land Raider. Land Raider Crusader, Land Raider Redeemer. We have two Lords of War. We have Commander Dante and Gabriel Seth. I like Dante. I kind of scratch built me a Dante. I'm going to see how he turns out. It's going to be hit or miss if he's how he looks. I might try and buy one off eBay, but I had extra pieces, so I'm going to try. If not, I'm going to turn the Dante I made. If I can get an extra pair of angel wing backpack thing, I'm going to turn him into my banner carrier for my Sanguinary Guard. But I made him up to be a Dante. Gabriel Seth, he lost a lot. I'm not even going into there. We have the Blood Angel Battle Company. A lot of cool looking pictures. Like I said, red's kind of cool. I like painting red. It's pretty decent. Let's see. I'm not going to go through all the disciplines and stuff, but I was like, you got your psychic disciplines, you got your, you know, your Wings of Sanguinis and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm not gonna lie. I'm just gonna burn out going over this all the time. Then you got your tactical objectives. And one of my favorite parts about this codex is on the inside, it's got a blood, it's got a red and black mural painting of some blood angels fighting some demons. I think that shit would be badass if somehow you could copy that over in black on a transfer and put it on the side of like a Land Raider or something. Red Land Raider. It looked totally awesome. So that's me just going over the Blood Angel Codex. I am playing them. I don't know if I'll be good at them, but I am enjoying painting them. I have no idea what I'm going to play in a 17, 15, or 2,000 point army. So you got any ideas, let me know. You can email them to me at seanhammer9@yahoo.com. Please like my Facebook page. Like I said, I'll be giving away a prize here in a bit. I'll announce it in the next episode or two. I'll try to get back on a semi-regular schedule. Like I said, a lot of stuff going on. House problems, eating away my taxes, and missing Adepticon. Kind of bummed me out. New grandbaby, too, though. And we'll go from there. Well, let me know what you think. Hopefully you enjoy. And next episode, we're going over Karai and using alternate models for your Malifaux crews and your thoughts about that if you have them. So if you do have thoughts or ideas to ease or defer against the use of alternate models, go ahead and send me an email. And we'll talk to you soon. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. As the sun